Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show on MikeSpirit.fm. In today's show, you'll be listening to the world-renowned, international, award-winning psychic medium, Mike Davis, the People's Psychic, as he connects callers with their loved ones in the spirit world. To ask Mike to contact the spirit world for you, call now on 760-283-4611. That's 760-283-4611. Or you can connect on Skype for free by pressing the Skype button. Remember, Mike is your Celtic connection to your loved ones in the spirit world.
Well, hi to everyone listening. You're listening to me, Mike Davis, on the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show, whether you're listening in Blog Talk Radio, whether you're listening in on MikeSpirit.fm, or you're listening in Spreaker, you're more than welcome to listen. And we thank you for listening, because for you listening, the show is getting bigger and bigger and better. And it's always nice to know that we have people in the chat room. As I can see, the chat room is open in Blog Talk Radio. And if you want to go to Blog Talk Radio, you need to type in blogtalkradio.com/mikespirit.fm, and that's where you will find the chat room, so you can chat away to each other. I'm in and out of there, today I've got an amazing show lined up here for you. I've got a friend, and I can say that this guest is a friend now, because we actually met a few weeks ago. I know that we've spoken many times on Skype. We've had many, in fact, she's no stranger here to Mike Spirit FM, because she's been on before, and that's our Sarah May. How are you doing, Annie?
Hello, Mike. I'm fine. How are you?
Doing very well. Well, you know, it was a bit of a rush getting back here today, because I've been away for the weekend. I've been out enjoying the weather. Absolutely wonderful. So, no, I'm doing very well. And, well, like I said, I can call you a friend, because we met and we did get to know each other.
Yeah.
Careful what we're saying here, haven't we? Because I know Paul is in the chat room. He might get the wrong idea. I know what Paul is like. But we did meet at the Psychic Rendezvous. If we do have people listening that was listening a few weeks ago, then you would notice that we were promoting the Psychic Rendezvous. We had Ralph Keaton on last week, and there was a pleasure to have him on. But you know, let's take nothing away from yourself, because you are, medium, and you are, rights, really, because I know that you do lots of TV work. So do you want to tell our listeners the shows?
Yeah, Ralph Keaton was absolutely fantastic. I missed him on your radio show last week there, Mike. He absolutely amazed me. I should be talking about myself, and I'm talking about Ralph. He invokes every emotion in one go. He's absolutely fantastic. Yes, basically I work on Psychic World TV, Sky Channel 885 as a presenter, and sometimes I satellite from home on the show as well. And I've got a lot of private work that I do as well, a lot of one-to-ones shows, a lot of charity stuff, and I work online on the internet as well, and I do development groups, and I'm a Reiki master. It's quite a lot of things that I do. I like a bit of a challenge.
Okay, so you give people contacts from the spirit world, and it will do this through the TV, and like I said, through your own, you've got lots of stuff on yourself. And let me just tell people right now where they can get hold of you, even though that you're here on Mike Spirit FM. People can get hold of you. You do have a website, and I'm going to get it right this week. It's www.sarahmaypsychic.com. Is that right?
Well done, Mike.
Well
you
done.
Must be on form.
And Facebook as well. It's Medium Sarah May.
Now you're showing off.
Oof, ain't I good. You know, after all this time, you'd think I'd get it down to a fine art. But, you know, I'm okay. I'll get there, you know. After 2 years of doing radio, you'd think I'd be better than what I am. But, you know, it just goes to prove one thing, Sarah, doesn't it? That we are live.
Oh, yes, we are live. And we are alive as well.
Well, very much so, you know, definitely. But so tell me, you know, what have you been doing with yourself since we met?
What have I been doing? God, Mike, I don't know. I've done a fair bit of television work. How could I say? I'm moving all the time. Charity work, television work. I'm trying to think if there's anything I've done that I can tell you about that was really exciting, and I can't. But each reading to me is individually, each person that I read for is always very special. So that to me is always close to my heart.
Okay. So each and every reading is, well, to me it's important. Each and every reading is important as the first. And, you know, it's the excitement that the first reading comes with, it's the same excitement as the last one. And nothing will ever change with that, will there?
Never. Never. The link that we have, providing it comes through nice and clearly and it's received nice and clearly, is absolutely lovely. And it is a privilege. And I don't cease from getting emotional about it. Because you feel it when you do it, don't you, Mike?
You do, but, you know, I try and hold it back because I, especially when I'm working with people I know, because they laugh at me afterwards. So I try and hold it back a bit.
Well, I laugh at myself anyway, so I laugh with them.
Well, as you know, you met Andrew and you met Nick.
Yeah.
We are hosts here on Mike Spirit FM. And, you know, they ring me up and laugh at me. So
I try I'll tell them off, Mike.
Well, definitely. You know, the good old finger wagging is always good at them, you know, because they do. Especially Nick. He probably laughs at me the most, you know. And I don't like that. So I didn't say that live on air, did I?
You might be listening.
You never know.
The Humphreys. Watch out. There's a Humphrey about.
Definitely. And you never know where he's going to pop up. This is true. So, okay. So you do lots of television work.
I do.
I know that you've been on here a few times on Mike Spirit FM.
Yeah.
So what else do? You do private readings?
Yeah, I worked with our Beth Crowther as well last week, which is absolutely lovely.
Okay.
I do a lot of private readings, do some shows as well. I'm going up to Bristol in a couple of weeks, 13th of April. I think TJ Higgs is on the evening and Bernie Scott, and I'm doing a psychic fair there during the daytime. And yesterday I was working with my co-television presenter, one of them, Jerry Humphreys, up his neck of the woods. So I'm doing a fair bit of travelling at the moment to get to places, which I quite enjoy. Because it's different to be in a different area and to read for somebody. Because when you're working close to home all of the time, you know you where you are, you know, geographically. So it can be quite a challenge when you're working away from home, which I really enjoy.
Yeah. I love working away, I've got to be honest. And, you know, if nothing thrills me more to go to a place where I've never been before and to give a demonstration. Because, as you say, it's like brand new territory, isn't it? You know, and that's why I enjoy the radio so much, because I haven't got a clue who's coming on until they actually... Well, until my producer, and bless him, he does a wonderful job. Until he types in a name, I don't know who they are until he does that, then I know a name. And then we haven't got a clue where they're calling from, or even who they are, really.
Yeah.
And that's a wonderful thing, because it's like new territory, isn't it? It's a new person, somebody you've never worked with before, and it's like a challenge to yourself, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I've done a fair few readings for Cypriots, and some of them don't speak English and have to have a translator, obviously within the family. That's always a challenge. And today I did a couple of French-speaking Africans, which spoke very good English. But again, you know, different country, come from a different area, and you'd half of you would think, oh, I can't do this. But if you think about the universal link that we have with spirit, that's far and beyond, isn't it? So it shouldn't be any difference on the earth plane either.
Of course. You know, it's we're all energy. We're all a part of that. And we're all spirit. And, you know, to me, it's, you know, as I said, it's a challenge. But it's a challenge I'm happy to take, because, you know, I thoroughly enjoy working with people that I don't know. Because it's not only proof to them that there's a life after death. It's a proof to us as well, isn't it? You know? We see, and you know, we do need that sometimes to have that proof ourselves, that we know that they are there with us, giving us the information as we're giving it out. And that's the important thing for me, Sarah.
And I'm sure
with yourself, yeah. And it amazes me every single time that connection. I'm like, wow.
I'm exactly the same.
It's like it worked, you know. And I always get excited, you know, and I always get, you know, always after a radio, and I've never said this live on air before, but always after any radio show I do, I have trouble sleeping that night, you know, for a few hours, and I'm tossing and turning in the nights and trouble settling because I'm on such a high, you know?
Yeah.
Because I've actually connected, and even after 19 years, I still think, wow.
Yeah, I do.
You know, even today, wow. It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is. It's a lovely gift and something that's a privilege to have and very humbled.
Well, most definitely, definitely. And it is a privilege every single time. Well, so I know that we can talk about this for hours, you know, how much of a wonderful thing it is and, you know, how privileged it is to be able to do this. So why don't we just open up the phone line straight away? Should we
That'd be lovely. Yeah.
Let me tell people first, you know, if you do want to call in, please do. And the numbers you need to call in on, it's 760-283-4611. Or if you're calling outside of the USA, so it's anywhere outside of the USA, it's 001-760-283-4611. Or if you have Skype, okay, and this is the important bit, if you have Skype, you need to go to www.blogtalkradio.com/MikeSpirit FM. At the top of the page, you will see a blue Skype icon. That's where you need to press. Okay, if you press that blue Skype button, my producer is there, ready to take your calls. And he's probably sweating now, Sarah, because I'm saying that, because I know he's been busy already. But as I said, best as art. And Sarah, you know, I do really feel for Robert, the producer, because I've actually been producing a couple of these shows myself. And, you know, I know how hard it is for him. But, you know, he's doing a wonderful job. But thank you, Robert. I'll get that in now, early. Well, in the Christmas. But no, press that blue Skype icon button and you will come straight through. And Robert will be happy to take your call. So let's go to the phone lines, Sarah. And I believe that we have our first caller is JJ. Hi, JJ. Are you there with us?
I sure am. Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm doing very well. And how are you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you.
Good. Okay. Can I ask you, JJ, where you're calling from?
I'm calling you all from Miami, Florida.
From Florida, Miami. Sure. Actually, JJ, I'm planning on coming over to Florida in September.
Oh, great. The weather should be great.
Let's hope. I mean, over here in the UK, our weather's not the best. And I'm going to tell you, and Sarah will agree with me here. Last week, we had a bit of a heat wave, to be honest with you. And it was really hot. It was up in the, I don't know what it is in your terms, but I know in ours it was like up into the 27s, 28 degrees, which is like nearly touching, I think it's like the 80s and 90s. And you know, this week coming, it's forecast snow.
Wow.
It's a bit different temperature, you know, from being, you know, I'm sunburned. I'm one of these people that unfortunately go red, blister, then I peel. But it looks like I'll be in my duffel coat right up. But never mind, JJ. What was the reason that you called in for?
Well, I was calling. I'm very open-minded. Just would like to know if you all are picking up anybody from the other side with any messages for me or anything like that. That's fine with me.
Okay, no problem. Well, let me hand you over to my wonderful guest, Sarah May, and she'll do her very best there to link to the spirit world for you. Is that okay, Sarah?
That's absolutely fine.
Okay, it's all over to you.
Let me have a look and see what I've got with you, JJ. I felt like saying good morning to you. I don't know whether it's morning there or not, but it's evening here. It's 20 past, it was nearly 8:15 in the evening. I've got like a tingling, I've got a chest pain, because I pick up a sense spirit, you say, and I've got a chest pain, I've got an ache in my right arm, so I don't know whether there's a pressure point in that right arm around you or somebody in spirit, where something's quite an ache, quite a bad pain there. So I don't know whether somebody had something in their arm on the right-hand side, and I feel tingling around my teeth and tingling around my face, and my throat feels really tingly as well. Okay. Do you pick up on these feelings at all, JJ?
It might be connected to the other side. It might be my grandfather. It might be my grandfather.
Okay. And we've got heart problems with this gentleman.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm getting quite hot, and I feel my heart. I feel like I went really hot. I feel like I got really flustered. And I feel like my hearing went as well with this gentleman. He's just telling me that his hearing went. Can't understand why that happened. But are you getting a feeling in your ears, like a tingling on the inside of your ears, JJ?
Every now and again, I get a buzz. I get a weird buzz, and it moves.
Yep. It's like, you know what that is, that spirit? I had that in my third eye. I had a buzzing come in my third eye once, and it clicked open. When you're getting a buzzing in your ears, it's almost like they're trying to finely tune to speak to you, but they haven't quite got there. But I feel that's more than your grandfather. I feel that you've actually got quite a gift yourself, okay? So I feel that you should be using your gift. He's giving me July as being relevant with you. Is this a birthday or a passing or anything like that?
Not that I'm aware of right now.
Just take July, because he's telling me July. I've got a feeling it was a passing, so I don't know whether it was somebody else other than him. So maybe you just need to look into that, all right? I'm getting a Bill or a William around you. Do you know who this is? It might not be in spirit. It could be on the earth plane.
It sounds very, very familiar. Very familiar to me.
Right, we'll take the name Bill or William then, and obviously see what you get with that. I also get a Jim or a James as well with you.
Yes, that's my first name, actually. That's my name.
That's you. Okay. We're in there then. Okay. And I feel like, well, I want to say to you, you've got a contract or something coming up around about the April time, JJ.
Okay. Contract.
Yeah?
Okay.
Contract, something to write, something to sign, coming up around the April time. I feel it's in about 3 or 4 weeks' time, and it's maybe something that you're not expecting, but it's good. Do you understand?
Okay.
Do you listen to the radio a lot, or who listens to the radio a lot?
I love music, yes.
Yeah, because I'm almost like really losing myself in the radio, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. And I've got Julie. Who's Julie around you?
Julie. Not that I can think of. Julie. I can think of.
Does she work with you?
No, I don't remember a coworker.
Julie.
Julie.
It's a strong link with you, so just wait and see what happens around a Julie. Okay. I want to go back around about 3 years. And I feel tears.
Mm-hmm.
3 years ago, tears, almost like, was there a break or something, or a separation, or some upset there for you?
More than likely.
Okay, darling. What I want to say to you is that's all finished now. Okay? And I feel like, I know that's 3 years ago, but for some reason you've held on to something. Right, and there's residue with that, and I feel that they're giving you an uplift and pushing you forwards. Okay, and I want to bring you to the month of August, where I've got celebrations coming in for you. All right, so you haven't got somebody around you at the moment, or if somebody is there, I'm not quite sure whether they are. I'm sitting on the fence with that completely, because it may be somebody that you know. You say, I feel it's taking on more around about the August time, okay?
Okay.
There won't be as much opportunity to listen to the radio, so I feel get all of your radio listening in, all right? Because I feel you're going to be busy in lots of ways around about this August month, okay?
Okay.
Right. I also get a Peter. Who's Pete or Peter?
Pete or Peter. My youngest brother's middle name is Peter.
Peter.
His middle name is Peter. But I can't think of anybody else with a first name is Peter.
That's okay. They just give me the name Peter. And they give me January as some sort of link with you. Is this a birthday or a passing in January?
My stepdaughter's birthday is in January. I can't think of anybody who's passing in January.
Right, that's your stepdaughter.
All this is
yeah, that's okay. Just take that because it's just giving me information to pass on to you. Okay. Who doesn't like coffee?
I like coffee, but I don't drink it because I'm allergic to the caffeine.
That's what I thought. I thought I went to drink it and I'm all no, and I pushed it away. Okay, so you're telling me about the coffee around you as well. And has somebody had a tattoo on the top right-hand side of their leg or talking about having one?
That would probably be my girlfriend.
Okay, we've got the girlfriend in now. I feel you're gelling something around the August time with this girlfriend, JJ. Okay?
Yeah, we're planning on getting engaged this year.
Yeah. I feel August. I feel we're going up another level. I feel that you need to have the confidence to do this. And I feel it's been too long coming. Do you understand? It's almost like it's been wanted. We wanted to do this. And it was almost like we're taking baby steps. I'm a little bit worried about it. But it's absolutely fantastic. But I also get an October celebration with you. So feel around about the October time. I've got keys for you. So please make a mental note or write down. There's keys coming for you around about the October time. So you may be moving. Okay? So feel engaged. Then we're talking about the marriage. I don't feel you'll get married this year. You're more than likely look at getting married next year. And for some reason, I get June with that, JJ. I don't know why, but I get June. But I want to say to you, in the October time, there's keys coming, which would be quite life-changing for you. Okay.
Thank goodness.
Okay.
Thank you.
That's an absolute pleasure. It's been lovely working with you. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Lovely. Thanks for calling.
Thank you, JJ. And remember, come on over to MikeSpirit.fm. We will have a copy of that reading in my archives. I'll say thank you very much for calling. Okay, let's go back to the phone line, Jim. I do believe this might be a Skype name. I think it's... no, it's not. I've just been told no. Okay, let's go to Gerald. Hi, Gerald. Are you there with us? Hello, Gerald, are you there with us? I think it might be Jolanda. Jolanda, are you there with us? Nope. Okay. This call is there with a Sarah. I don't know. Don't matter. That's fine. Give us a second. We'll just find out who's next. I know that they're posting in the chat room. We'll break it up. I think that's just the connection they're trying to bring the call on. But never mind. I'm sure that my producer's working hard, sweating behind the scenes, as they say. And I'm sure that he'll tell us what to do next. Oh, next, rather. Doreen. Let's bring Doreen in. Doreen, are you there with us?
Yes. Hi, Mike. How are you?
Doreen, I'm pretty fine. Like yourself.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm doing fine. And you?
I'm good. Haven't talked to you in a while.
It's been a while. Okay, I can't remember, but never mind. Doreen, can I ask where you're calling from?
New York.
New York. Okay. Yes, it was a little while ago, wasn't it? It was quite a few weeks ago, actually, you called in, wasn't it?
A few months ago.
Yeah, I thought so. That's okay. Well, I'm going to work with you, okay? So let me make my link to the spirit world here, Doreen, and we'll see where we're going. Is that okay?
Yes, thanks.
Okay. Doreen, I have a lady here that joins me, okay? And as this lady joins me, I believe that she comes on mother's side of the family because she sits to the right-hand side of me, which means it's your mum's side. Now, I know how close this lady is here to me. It would either be like your mum or maybe your grandmother. I wouldn't go no further than that, but I know that she comes quite close, and I know that she wants me to be close around you at the moment because she says to me that she was close in your life, okay? Now, I believe this is your mum. So do you understand your mum for me in the spirit world there, Dorian?
Yes.
And would I be right in saying that you must have been close to your mum because I know that she fills me full of emotion, okay? She fills me full of tears here. She makes a connection here with me. She says to me when she passed that it would have been quite traumatic time for her and her family, for the rest of the family, when she passed on to the spirit world. She says to me, I've been there a little while now, so we've all had time to adjust to her passing. Do you understand if this is your mum?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Good, okay. And I know as your mum makes a connection here with us, Doreen, that she says to me that she's been around your life, and, oh, there's so much going on since last time we've spoken, isn't it?
Yes.
It's me that you feel as if you've been dragged through the bush backwards, if you understand what I'm trying to say.
I don't know about that.
Okay.
I don't know about going backwards. I think I went forward.
No, you misunderstood me. You feel as if you've been dragged through the bush backwards. So what I'm trying to say to you is that you've had a bit of a time of things since the last time we spoke. So either you've had to deal with things, you've had things to deal with, but you've come through it the other side, is that right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's fine. See, it's the Welsh accent that comes through now and again that maybe I need to explain myself a little bit, but that's fine, okay, because she says to me that you've had a lot to deal with, but now we're through the other side. And it's almost as if I want to say to you that mum wants me to say to you, like, you know, we told you so, okay, and I hate saying that to people, but, you know, your mum, you have her support in the spirit world. You are very much... of your mum being close around you. I know that you understand that your mum is really close to you. Is that right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And she says to me here that no matter what, okay, that she will always stand by the side of me. And she says to me that there was a point that you felt as if you was being let down. But she says to me, you know, it came right in the end, didn't it?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And would I be right in saying to you that it became very emotional? Is that right?
Yes.
Now, I do think I remember speaking to you last time, and wasn't this to do with some kind of rescue? Because she makes her way as if I want to rescue things. So is that right, that you was, it's like as if I want to say that you've been rolling up your sleeves and really getting stuck in there, isn't it?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's what she wants me to do, start rolling up my sleeves, young, and, you know, really start getting in there. I want to start running around you, but I'm not going to. Because one, you wouldn't be able to see me anyway, but she wants me to start getting all physical and get myself all fired up here. And she says to me, you know, that you had to be that way to come through it the other side, okay? And I do believe, I want to say to you that, you know, you can actually now sit back and enjoy the benefits then, to know that you've made your voice be heard, your opinions have been heard. Does that make sense to you?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Now, she says to me that there's other things that you need to talk about as well. So your mum feels that there's other things that she wants to talk to you about. And let me just say to you that these other things are maybe like... see, she makes you aware about that you're looking to kind of move elsewhere. Is that right? That you either want to move your home, or you want to move to somewhere, you want to be closer to someone or to something. Do you understand this closeness here?
I just got married.
Aha, wonderful, okay, because she talks to me about being closer, okay? So if it is that you've just got married, then that's perfect, okay? Because I know it's a closeness here, and she feels she just wants to embrace everyone with her love at the moment, okay? But as I said, there's lots of emotion that comes through with your mum. And would I be right in saying that it's an important time of the year around your mum right now? So either that she would understand that there's a birthday around now, or there's a passing around now. Not saying that there's going to be a passing, please don't get me wrong, but there's an anniversary of some sort there, because I know that she makes her aware of this. It's important why she comes through today. Do you understand of that?
I don't think so. Mm-mm. Next month would have been my anniversary with my husband that passed away a couple of years ago.
Okay, we've just reached April, okay? What's important in April? What's important around now?
Nothing. As far as birthdays, not that I know of. Not that I remember.
Okay. Well, don't dismiss it, okay? Remember I've said it to you because I know it's important, because you said to me it's important why I come through, okay? Because I know that when your mum was with us in this life, that she would have been the kind of person that always remembered everything. She always remembered everyone's birthday, everyone's anniversary. She remembered everything, okay? She had a very clear mind on this kind of thing, and she says to me it's important why I'm here today, okay? And I believe not only to support you, but she wants to support the rest of the family. So obviously there's a need of supporting the rest of the family at the moment. Is that right?
Yes, okay.
And see, she wants me to say here to you about the importance of being around everyone. And she says to me that there's other issues in your life as well. So why did she tell me that there's someone that's bitten off a bit more than they can chew? You know, I know that's probably an expression you may not understand, but it's like I've taken on too much of a bit of a challenge at the moment. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. See, because she talks to me about that there's a need for her to be here, okay? And I believe that when your mum was with us, that she would have been the kind of person that, very much like yourself then, would always like to get stuck in, would always like to have a go, okay? Now, I know as well that she makes her way of being spiritual. So you are very spiritual of your mind yourself, is that right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And she says to me that you can go far if you want to, but it's up to you how far you want to go with this, okay? So you'd understand why she would say that to me at the moment, wouldn't you?
Yes.
Good, okay. Because she says to me that you're trying to gain more information, more knowledge of how all this works and how the mechanics goes behind it. Well, for me, it's very simple. And I'll just briefly tell you, because I know if it's not simple, then I don't want to do it, okay? And that doesn't, you know, I don't mean to come across like that, but, you know, it has to be simple for me to understand it. You know, I'm nobody special. I'm nobody any different to anyone else, you know? The only difference is that I'm able to build that communication. I believe that we can all build that communication when we allow that communication to take place. And know that your mum is very close, standing here, ready, willing to take up that chance then, okay? Now, I know as well that there's a gentleman here that tells me that when he passed home to the spirit world, it was very quick, okay? He passed very sudden home to the spirit world of when he passed. And I know that he makes me aware that my breathing is getting very labored. I believe I want to start gasping for my breath, and I know this is the way he would have been towards the end of his life. I know he's quite a nicely built gentleman, I want to say, in the build of his body before he passed on to the spirit world. I like to keep himself in quite good shape, I want to say, as well, because you know, he does look like the kind of fellow that would like to keep himself in shape. And he says to me, you know, it was just my time to go by. And that's how he speaks to me. It was just my time to go by. And I know that, again, that he would have been very strong in your vibration, very strong in your life. So do you understand of who he is?
My husband.
Mm-hmm. That would be your husband. Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay. And, you know, he says to me that all he ever wanted in this life was to make sure that those that was closest to him was happy, okay, and he's happy. Do you understand of this?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I'm happy now. Uh-huh.
Okay, well, I'm pleased for that, and he's pleased because he says to me that all he ever wanted was for those that's close to him to be happy, okay? So I know that he is happy in the spirit world because that happiness has come around your life, and he says to me for a long time that you thought that you would never get that back. Is that right?
Yeah.
And he is pleased to see that you actually have, okay, to find the happiness again, okay. You know, you quite often feel him around you, is that right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Ah, okay. Yeah. He says I'm very often there. I come and visit you all the time. And he says to me, he says to me that you feel me. He's getting me all tongue-twisted, you know. See, and I believe that he had quite a sense of humour on him as well, didn't he?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Because he makes me all frustrated, you know, and he makes me all tongue-twisted. But I know that he's quite a sense of humour on him, and, you know, he likes to have a laugh and a joke, and he says to me, you know, he could go out there with the best of them, okay? So I know that he would have had a good laugh and joke, maybe at all of the people, not just single people out. And I know that he wants to include everyone. You know, he just wants to embrace. See, he says to me, I want to embrace my love to all. But there's three in particular he wants to send his love to. So would you understand why he says three of them in particular I need to send my love to?
Three?
Yes, three.
Three people?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Because he says this in particular, I want to put my arms around. I want to be. I want them to feel my love. Okay. And there's three people in particular that he wants me to address there. Okay. See, and that's the serious side of him that comes out. And he's, see, he wants me to. You would have been by his side every step of the way before he passed. Is that right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And what I'm saying that
the, with him.
Okay, please don't tell me no more now, because it's my job to tell you. But would I be right in saying that even though that you was with him, and you know, he is telling me that, but you were the one that pushed him to go and get himself seen to prior. Does that make sense there to you? Because he says to me, you know, if it wasn't for you, that he may have passed a bit sooner. So I know that he talks about that you would have pushed him to either go to the doctor or something, or to the hospital. But you pushed him to go and get himself, because he was a bit stubborn, wasn't he, in his life?
Yes.
Because he said to me that, oh, God, you know, I can't express how close this gentleman is to you, okay? He'll always be there with you. He'll always be around your life. And as I said, I can't express that enough, but I know he says to me, you know, you pushed me, and he's so grateful because he says to me that the quality of life he had after that you pushed him was that he was year longer, and it's like as if I want to say that the bond between you grew even stronger than it was anyway, okay? And I know that there was a strong bond with you anyway, but it grew even stronger and stronger because he knew and you knew that he was by your side all every step of the way, okay? He says to me about before he passed, he went in, and I believe it's the hospital. Now, he must have went in the hospital and then came home before he passed. Is that right?
No. He was in a hospice.
Okay. But did he come
home? He went from a hospital to a hospice.
Okay. But did he come home for a while?
Yeah, he was back and forth home, yeah, till almost the end. Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's exactly what he says. I went into the hospital, I came home before I passed. I know that pleases him to know that he actually came home before he actually went into the spirit world, okay? Because he loves being, he would have loved being in the comfort of his own home, because I feel so comfortable as I'm sat here at the desk here. I believe that, you know, I could put an armchair in front of me and I feel so comfortable in being in the comfort of my own home, okay? Bless him, okay? He says to me, I didn't like the food there anyway. Do you understand why he would say that?
He didn't like the food there?
Yeah, he didn't like the food there.
Yeah.
It was junk. Okay, that's how it was junk, he says. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
It does not just tell you how close he really is around your life, okay? You know, bless him, he steps so close to me here. And as I said, I can't really describe how close he really is. You know, he makes me go all tingly all over, and I go, he's that close to with you, okay? I know that when he comes close in your life, that's exactly how he feels, okay? So please take his love. And I will say there to you, Doreen, thank you very much for calling to allow me to make this connection with him, because he is a wonderful man in the spirit world, but he is so pleased for you at the moment in your life. So please take his love. And I say thank you very much for calling. But remember, come on over to Mike Spirit FM, where you will be able to have a copy of that reading in my archives. I say thank you very much.
Okay, thanks, Mike.
Thank you, Doreen.
Take care.
Bye now. Okay, let's go straight back to the phone lines. And let me just try this again, because I've lost where I am. I was so engrossed there in the last reading. It's Jolanda. Hi, Jolanda, are you there with us?
Yes, I'm here. Hello?
Hi, how are you doing there, Jolanda?
It's Geralda. I'm doing well, Mike. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you. And I do apologize about earlier on, but, you know, let's move on, isn't it? Okay, let me pass you over to Sarah. She's a wonderful medium. I'm sure that she will do her very best there for you. Can I just ask you first where you're calling from?
Yes, I'm calling from North Carolina.
Okay, well, let me hand you over to the wonderful Sarah, and I'm sure she will make a lovely connection there with you.
Hello, Geralda, sweetheart. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Thank you.
I've got your name right, haven't I? Geralda.
Yes, perfect, yes.
Oh, good. That's a good start. Right, let's have a look and see what we've got with you, sweetheart. Okay, I'm getting a sense of either somebody around you on the earth plane or somebody in spirit with quite a thick stomach. I feel my stomach is quite full and I've got issues around my stomach area where there was a blockage there, something to do with a blockage around the stomach area. Do you know who this is, sweetheart?
I think my dad died of something around his stomach. I'm not sure if it's a male. Is it male or female?
First of all, I get the feeling, and then I build on who it is. So if your dad resonates with you with that stomach area, then that will be your dad, unless there's another one there, okay? So that's what I've got with me. I also get really bad indigestion with this gentleman, so I feel like my, you know, almost like my food regurgitated and there's burning around my chest area because of indigestion, okay? So he must have had something wrong in his stomach area. He didn't function properly, all right? And I feel he's giving me the month of June with you, so is this a celebration or something relevant with you?
My birthday's in July.
No, sweet, I've got June with you. Do you know for June anything with the family or connected with your dad or anybody else?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure if June might have been his birthday. I'm not sure if it is. I don't remember. He died when I was really young.
Oh, maybe that's something you can find out because he's just giving me June for you. Okay. I've got the name of Michael around you. Have you got a Michael anywhere close to you?
No, I can't think of one.
Michael. It's not Dad's middle name or anything like that or anything connected with Dad, is it?
No, I don't know his side of the family too much, too, so I'm not sure. I'll look into that, but I'll make note of that too.
Okay. I've got some sort of pressure around the back of my neck. It's like a sensation. It's almost like a cold freeze, all right? Is this you, sweetheart? Do you get this feeling, this sensation around the back of your neck?
Sometimes, actually, I had it at church today, so yeah, sometimes.
Yeah, it's almost like a cold freeze, and it's a pressure in the nape of the neck, okay? And I'm wondering, you know when we get stressed? I'm wondering if that is your stress area.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get stressed, and you feel this intensely, and it goes cold, and it's almost like a really intense feeling at the back of your neck, and when you get that feeling, at that point, you can then work on your stress levels. That is your physical indicator that you are stressed. I'm sure you're aware of it anyway, but at this point, you then need to take action and try and stop yourself from getting really uptight. Do you understand, sweetheart?
Yes, definitely. Do have a lot
you're right.
On it, yeah.
Yeah, and it's almost like it might be spiritual, but it's your stress area. And when this happens, what I want you to do is breathe through your nose and down to your tummy and bypass your chest. That is the physical way of calming yourself down. All right? You've been writing things down. Have you been making a record of things?
Yes.
Okay.
I have.
That's good, and that's what you need to do. I feel like you've been making an account of something for you to use later. And keep on doing that. Don't give up on that because that's very relevant with you. Okay? I can see the colour blue around you. So have you been decorating or thinking about painting something blue?
Yeah, I've been kind of, my bed is blue and stuff like that, but I've been kind of organizing and decorating that place. I'm going to do that again today, actually. So I've been doing that the
So again, to help you with your stress levels, choose some really nice calming colours like greens. Blues is for healing, green is for balance. You probably are thinking about these colours anyway because I get a sense of sea spray or sea green and some connection with the sea with you, sweetheart.
Okay.
Have you got shells around your house?
No, I don't.
Right, I can see shells. So maybe you're going somewhere where you're going to collect some shells and maybe put these around your house or put them somewhere because I can see shells, okay? I can also see the shell that you pick up and you listen in your ear. You know that airy noise and you can hear? It's almost like you can hear a voice. What I would like to say to you is all the troubles and the strife that you've got going on at the moment, there may be something legal going on with you or something like that, yeah. Contracts.
Definitely.
Yeah? All right, mm-hmm. Darling, it will resolve. It will resolve. And what I want to say to you is you're not on your own, okay? That you're protected and looked after, okay? I know this is a worrying time for you, but I feel around about the August time, I've got a clean slate, if you understand what I mean. Mm-hmm. You're trying to tidy up things, trying to tidy it all up so that it's fair and just, okay?
Yeah.
And what I want to say to you is you've dithered a little bit and thought to yourself, shall I give this up? And my sense is, please see it through to completion.
Okay.
Do you understand that, please? Don't give up, darling. No, don't give up. See it through to completion, and I feel a clean slate around about the August time. And then you can see clearly, and you can start moving forward and planning your life. Because you feel like you're at a standstill at the moment and you can't get anywhere. Do you understand?
Yes, I do.
Yeah? Do you want to ask me any questions, darling?
I do. I just, like you're right, I have so much going on, like with work and stuff. And I was wondering, you said around August time you see it being a clean slate. And what you talked about, the legal thing of me letting it go, because I was going to file charges after so long of this harassment with this person, and I was going to actually let it go because it's just so exhausting. So I was wondering, what work, when do you see me like going back to work? What do you see in that, my career?
I feel you'll make changes in your career, but I feel you need to see this through for your own benefit. In terms of law and stuff like that, you win, you lose, but this is karmic law, okay? And in karmic law, you will always win. Okay, but there will be changes in your work around about the August time where you're going to make change and I feel new job, new career, new energy. But first of all, you've got to put this behind you.
Okay.
You're all right, sweetheart.
Yeah, that was really, really good advice. Exactly what I was thinking.
Is that what you needed?
Yes, it is. It is.
Okay, who's Richard around you, sweetheart?
A Richard. I don't know. I know a Richard.
Do you know any Richards at all?
Oh, I do.
Yeah?
I think that's my lawyer's name, Richard.
There you go. How did I know that? If that isn't a validation, I don't know what is. Your voice is breaking up, so I can't hear you, but I know that you told me that your lawyer's name was Richard, and this is the theme of what we've been talking about, and these are the main issues with you. What I want to say to you is your dad is all around you. Even though it's a long, long time ago that he passed, he's all around you, sweetheart, okay? And understand that he would protect you and he would look after you, okay? And remember to do your breathing, please. Because I know when these kinds of things happen, it's like a black cloud over your head and you can't think straight. Your life's taken over, but you do need to see it through. And I know you're writing things down and you're keeping a record. And I feel you may not succeed in the way of law. Not everybody does. Grievances aren't always won. In the law of karma, you will make great change in your life.
Thank you. That's what matters,
isn't it? Yeah. It's about fighting for your rights, sweetheart. Fighting for your rights, and you are not wrong. Please do not doubt. Sometimes when we take on bullies, the bullies overtake us and they make us feel we've done something wrong, and you haven't. You do have a case. Okay.
Thank you so much.
Big pleasure, and it's been lovely working with you. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Mike.
Okay, Geralda, sweetheart. Bye bye, darling. Lots of love.
Okay,
thank you. Right there. Remember, come on over to Mike Spirit FM. We will have a copy of that reading in the archives. I'll say thank you very much for calling. Okay, so let's go back to the phone lines. I do believe I have Linda online. Linda, are you there with me?
Hello. Hi, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing very well, Linda. Thank you. And yourself?
I'm okay. I want to see, Mike, what you see about any work coming up for me. And I've been in a relationship, and it's just been a roller coaster ride. And I want to see what you see about this relationship.
Okay, Linda. Let me make my link to the spirit world, because that's where I get my connection from, okay? And then we'll ask the spirit world to shed some light on that subject. Is that okay for you?
Yes, thank you.
Okay. Okay, Linda, I know I've got a gentleman, first of all, that wants to build his communication up here with me. And I know that this gentleman would have been quite a nice gentleman before he passes on to the spirit world. I do believe I want to say to you that, you know, he suffered for a little while before he passed. I do believe that he would have been the kind of fella that would have kept things himself. I didn't want to bother anyone. I didn't want to... I didn't want nobody to worry about me too much, because I know that's the way he comes through here. And I know that he makes you aware as well that that's why he suffered maybe in silence, because he didn't want nobody else worrying about him in this life. I know that he, as I'm looking at him, he's quite rounded in his face. I know he's quite rounded in his features there. He tells me here that, you know, it's the whole family that he belongs to would have been quite rounded in their features here, okay? So I believe that he connects to your dad's side of your family, if I'm honest, David, because he comes here to my left-hand side, which means it's your dad's side. Do you understand of a gentleman like this there, please?
Yeah, it sounds like my uncle.
Okay. And what I'd be right in saying, if this is your uncle there, okay, that he wants me to bring his love forward to quite a few people, and I believe I want to say to you that your uncle comes from quite a large family, is that right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, 13 in the family my father had.
Okay, wonderful, because I know it's a large family, okay? And he says to me, you know, I want to bring my love forward to each and every one of them. So I know when your uncle was with us, he was a very caring kind of a fellow, wasn't he?
I didn't really know. I mean, my father had so many brothers, and I knew some of them better than others. But, yeah,
okay.
He was a sweet guy.
Good. Okay, because I know, as I said, he's quite rounded in his features as well, okay? So I know that as he comes close, he makes it aware that, you know, that in his character ways, he was quite a nice fella to be around, quite laid back. Now, as I'm asking him the question that you asked me about work and relationship and so on there, he says to me that you feel as if you've been battling so hard of late. It's like being an uphill struggle so much there for yourself of late there, isn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And what I'd be right in saying that this relationship that you're talking about, and I don't know if you're in a relationship or if you're not, but I believe that it's like as if we have been in a relationship, and it's like it's been hard work, isn't it?
Very hard work. I mean, he told me he wanted to marry me, but he's got some issues going on in his life that I don't know if he wants to resolve, and I don't know if I have the patience to stick around.
Because he tells me it's hard work, okay?
Yeah.
And he says to me that, you know, you've never been afraid of hard work, but you have to be 100% sure that he is with you for the right reasons. Is that right?
Correct.
And I believe that's where the confusion comes around you, because you're not sure if they are for the right reasons there, Linda. And would I be right in saying that it's like as if I went... So does he have... children now, this partner of yours, he's got children, isn't he?
Yeah, and I just found out last week he's got two daughters that he hasn't seen in 10 years.
Okay, because
I thought he had no kids, and now I discovered he had grandchildren. He's got a strained relationship with them, and
okay.
I don't know.
Okay, because your uncle comes through and tells me that there's children. Okay,
mm-hmm.
He says to me that that's the point of where you're feeling. A little bit alienated, as if, you know, why has all this been kept away from you? And you feel it's like as if it's unfair on you, okay? And, you know, he says to me that all you keep worrying about is what's next. Do you understand what I mean? What's next? What else is he going to come up with? Do you understand of that?
Yes.
And it's like as if I want to say to you that you know, I don't know how much more that you can cope with. Does that make sense to you? Because he says to me, you know, bless your heart, you know, that you are quite a caring kind of a person yourself. You do give lots of time and lots of energy into things. You kind of always like to make sure that everyone in your vibration is quite well looked after, that they are quite cared for. And he says to me here that, you know, you've done your very best there with him, and you feel neglected in some kind of way. You feel let down by that. Do you understand of it?
Okay. Yeah, he keeps saying that he'll be there to support me, but I haven't seen any evidence to prove it.
Correct, okay, because I know that's exactly, no, I'm saying that's correct, obviously, that you should be telling me that's correct, but I know that he says that to me, that, you know, it's been nothing but hard work all of the way, okay, and he also wants me to say that to you about the job situation here, because I'm saying, well, come on, what about the job then? That's what I'm telling him, and he says to me, well, you know, she's been trying hard, so would it be right in saying that you've been trying so hard to either get a job, or you've been applying for lots of jobs, is that right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. And he says to me that you feel as if you're getting nowhere very fast, aren't you?
Yeah, I just don't know what to do. I mean, it just seems like things are snowballing. I thought this man was going to help me financially, but it doesn't seem like that's panning out that way. And it's scaring me. I'm getting back on my rent and my bills, and I don't know what I'm going to do.
Okay. Because he says to me here that you have to take control, okay? Now, what he means by that is you take control of your finances yourself, okay? Because I know that that's what's needed around you at the moment. I'm not saying that he won't. I'm not saying that he never will. But what he says, what your uncle says to me, that you have to take control of it yourself. Because if you feel that you're let down now, that then it's. I'm not going to say it's always going to be this way, mind. But you have to be prepared. Okay, and he says to me that you have to start looking after yourself, and instead of relying upon other people, you have to do it yourself, because that way you know that it's going to be done correctly and right there, okay? Now he says for, okay, so it's been one big letdown then, is it?
Yeah. And then he comes with presents 2 days later, knocking on my door, on his hands and knees, crying to me. And it's just been like this cycle, you know, and I wrote him a letter and told him he's got to stop this and seek some counseling to help, and I can't deal with his drama.
Okay, because he says it's been one big letdown, okay, and you feel let down, don't you? Even though the gestures are nice, he says, you know, it was a nice bunch of flowers, okay, so you understand, you've had a nice bunch of flowers, but a bunch of flowers does not justify things, okay?
No.
Why does he talk about the watch as well? Do you understand the watch? Why he says, tell about the watch?
I don't know anything about a watch. No. Did he buy me a watch? I don't know.
He says to me, tell about...
No, I don't know.
Okay, so you haven't been bought a watch then on nothing of late?
No, I don't even wear a watch.
Okay. Can you remember I said to you about the watch then?
Yeah, okay.
Because he says to me, well, tell her about the watch, okay? And I feel that I want to take that in so many ways. You know, I want to take it that you're either going to be given a watch, or you're going to buy a watch. There's something about a watch. And also the time, you know? You feel as if you've only got a certain length of time left before you have to do things drastically. Is that right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, he's perfectly well aware of that, okay? About the drastic side of things, and he says to me here that, you know, you have to do what's right for yourself. You have to do I've always said and always will say, follow your inner feeling. You know, you get lots of these gut feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, follow your gut there, because that's what the spirit world is. You know, that's where they always inspire us. All right, and somebody's just posted in the chat room. Maybe that they mean, oh, watch out, okay? I don't know, okay? That's not what I felt.
Watch out. I mean, do you think he'll seek the help? And do you think we might resolve this situation and get back together, or you think we're pretty much finished?
You know, there's something I go by, okay? And this is not from spirit, this is from me, okay? I always say that, you know, can I do this on my own? And if the answer is yes, then do I want to share it with someone? If that answer is yes, then we have every right to share and be happy with someone, okay? But if we cannot do it on our own, then we need that help. Then that's a help that should just come willingly, not something that should be forced, okay? So if you feel that it's that you have to keep persuading, keep asking, then that's not the help that you need, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the help that you need is for someone to be willing, to be ready, and to help mm-hmm. you no matter what, through every circumstances. If the answer to any of those are no's, then you know, I'm afraid that maybe it's time that we moved on a bit, okay? And as I said, that's not from spirit, that's from me personally, mm-hmm. okay? But I know that your uncle in the spirit world are very close there with you. Who's the lady as well that comes through? And I know the bless her heart, that all she does, her hand shakes as she comes through here. So I know that you've either suffered with like either Parkinson's disease, or she would have had a very nervous disposition with her there or something, or either arthritis that would make her hand shake, because I know that's the one thing that attracts me to this lady, the hand shaking as she makes a connection here. Now, I believe that she's on mum's side of your family, okay, and I feel as if I had to be honest with you, which I would be honest anyway, but if I had to stick my neck on the line, I would say that this is your grandmother as she comes through. So would you understand your grandmother that would have been very shaky towards the end of
I didn't know my grandmother's. I don't know. I didn't know either one of my grandmothers.
Okay, well then please find out about her if you can, because I know she comes through and she's shaking, and I know that's the condition that she carries. And I believe that I want to say to you, you know, with her help and her support around you, nothing is impossible. Stop thinking that things are impossible. Do you understand why I would say that to you?
Yeah. I mean, I've been searching for a job, and I just don't know where to turn to. I don't know what to do.
But know that she tells me that nothing is impossible. You have to first start believing in yourself before we can start believing in anything or anyone else, okay? So let's start from today, believing in ourselves and picking ourselves back up to put ourselves to where we need to be, okay? Because she says to me that you have to be 100% happy in everything that we're doing. And if we're not, then it's time to change it, okay? Does that help you a little bit there?
Yeah, I mean, do you see him contacting me? Because this seems like a pattern with him. I break up with him, and then he's back at my door or call or texting me.
Most definitely, okay? I don't feel that's it, that you never hear off him again, because I believe that you will. And I believe that that's going to be very soon. But it's up to you of how strong that you are or how strong that you want to be. And I know I need to say to you that, you know that this lady and the gentleman will be there to support you no matter what your decision is. Does that help you?
Yeah. Do you think he might get the help he needs, or you think he's just telling me he'll change? I mean,
You know, I believe that he is, you know, that he is going to prove to you or going to try and prove to you that he has sought help, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that he'll go each and every week or whatever it is, but I believe that, you know, it's a starting point, okay? And it's something for us to build upon if we want to, because we're born with free will, aren't we? Okay? And you'll never forget that we have free will in this life. We don't have to do anything that we don't want to do. Okay, Linda?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, well, thank you very much for calling. And remember, come on over to my archives at mikespirit.fm, and I'll say thank you very much for calling. Now, I know that we're going to take a few minutes of a break here. Let me and Sarah catch our breaths. I know that we're going to play a little bit of music to maybe help the mood here. So let's enjoy and take this time to relax. Okay, maybe my producer doesn't want to play that music, but I'm sure that he will now. Okay, well, let's just go to this one first.
If you change your mind,
take a chance.
On the first in line,
take a chance.
Honey, I'm still free.
take a chance on me. If you need me, let me know. Gonna be around. If you got no place to go when you're feeling down.
Okay, and welcome back. If you've just joined us, welcome. You're listening to me, Mike Davis, on the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show. Or if you listen to us in Spreaker or even in Blog Talk Radio or Mike Spirit FM, you're more than welcome, whichever way you're listening. Today, my wonderful guest is Sarah. Sarah, how are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Well, did you like my choice of song there, the second one?
I loved all of the songs, Mike, although it does make me laugh when you... Is it Rob that produces?
Robert, yes.
Yeah, and you argue about the music, but you don't see these people.
we argue like there's no tomorrow, but, you know, we love each other, really. We really do. You know, I have a lot of time for Robert. I know that the feeling's mutual. Sarah May, it's www.sarahmayrpsychic.com. That's right, isn't it?
Yay!
But there then, and if you want to head over to Facebook, it's Medium Sarah May. And please join her if you want to find out more about Sarah. Go onto the website, which is www.sarahmaypsychic.com. Okay, let's go straight back to the phone lines. I do believe that we have Sophia on next. Sophia, are you there with us?
I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you loud and clear. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Can I ask you where you're calling from there?
I'm calling you from Nevada.
Okay. And what was the reason that you called in for?
Well, lately I've been having, a lot of struggles with my daughter. She's a teenager, and I've been having some problems with her staying out all night and that kind of thing. And I, you know, always call on her angels and, you know, guides and everything, and my grandmother to go with her and protect her and get her home safe. And I'm just wondering what you see happening with this situation, because she was a really good kid up until like 6 weeks ago.
Okay, bear with us a second, and I'm going to hand you over to my wonderful guest here, Sarah, and see where we're going. Okay, so I know that Sarah will connect with the spirit world there with you and see what's happening. Is that okay?
Thank you.
Yes. Hello there, sweetheart. It's Sophia, isn't it?
Sophia, yes, ma'am.
Yeah, okay, darling. Let's have a look and see what we've got with you. Sometimes I get a direct link from spirit, and sometimes I pick up on your energies and what's going on around you and around your daughter, okay? So I'll see if I can link the two together. Okay. Who's got the August birthday around you?
That's me.
That's you, straight in there then. So now I've got my link with you. Has she had a pierced lip, or is she talking about having her lip pierced?
Oh, God, no, I hope not.
I can see a pierced lip or somebody with a pierced lip, so just wait and see what happens around that. Okay. Have I got a Lou or a Louise somewhere around you, Sophia?
Not that I can think of right now.
Lou or Louise. It's not somebody's middle name, is it? Lou? Lou or Louise?
Not that I know of, no.
Just take it and hold on to it then, because I want to give that to you. Okay. I'm getting a bit of a bad headache around the top of my ears and the back of my head, and around a stress point around the front of my eyebrows, which is like a blood pressure feeling with me. And I feel this connects with a lady in the spirit world. I don't know whether she wore a hat, because I feel like I want to put a hat on somebody, or somebody had a role where they wore a hat. I don't know whether they're a chef or something like that. Do you understand this?
You know, I kind of think that's probably my grandmother coming in, because I've been calling on her to help me, because my daughter, my grandmother, and I were very close. And my daughter and my grandmother used to get dressed up all the time, and I have this picture of both of them wearing these silly hats. And
that's
the first thing that popped in my head when you said that. So.
Okay, so that triggered, you understood that then, sweetheart, because she just put a hat on my head. But I did get headaches around somebody as well, but that came to me first, and then the hat was put on my head. But it's a white frilly hat. I don't know whether it's just... almost like, I want to say, a big pair of oversized knickers. I know it sounds really silly, but it's white, very, you know, and there's all frills around the outsides of it. Did she cook with your daughter?
Yes, the three of us, we used to do stuff like that together, you know.
Because, you know, what I want you to suggest that you do is start cooking with her.
Well, I would if she'd ever stay home for 2 seconds.
Maybe just don't nag at her. I know this is really easily said than done. I've had a teenager myself, and I was like your daughter myself. I was a little bit wild, I'll be honest with you. But I was safe. And I get a sense of your daughter, she is being a little bit wild, but she's not stupid. Do you understand? I feel like she's in control of what's going on, but she's just almost like a little bit frustrated, and rebelling is the feeling that I get with her. I feel, give her a little bit of rope, because I feel she'll come crying home to mommy very soon. Okay, not because anything majorly bad is going to happen with her, but literally because she's going to be tired, a little bit worn out, and she's going to need a mummy. And I feel around about 2 weeks she's going to come back to you. And at this point, you can rebuild your relationship, sweetheart, which will be, shall we do some cooking? The worst thing to do is to lecture her, okay? So don't lecture her. You can say that you're worried, you've been worried, so that she can then feel a little bit of responsibility. And I feel I want to cook rock cakes or scones and cakes, cook cakes, and almost like then eat them and enjoy them together. And this whole tangible process is really going to help with bringing back your closeness. She does miss her grandmother, okay? With grandmother, am I going back about 5 years with this?
To be honest with you, right now I'm not thinking straight.
Don't worry. I'm getting a 5, but I'm also getting May. What's the connection in May?
That'll be my grandmother's birthday.
She's coming to you, my darling. She's all around you. Her legs, she had something wrong with her legs, because my legs are tingling.
She had a blood clot.
Okay. I've got tingling legs and she's telling me I haven't got it now. Okay. And I'm fine and I'm healthy. And don't let me go. I know you won't let me go, but don't let yourself go. Do you understand? Don't let yourself drop really low.
I do, because right now I'm not doing anything, you know, I'm like on pins and needles, staying home, what's she going to do next kind of thing.
I'd make yourself a little bit busy, because this child is going to rebel a little bit, and we know that, and we're not going to suddenly change it. She's coming home to you, I'll tell you that now. Something will pull her home towards you. She needs her mummy. As old as they think they are and as much as they rebel, they always come back to you. My kids do it with me. Okay, and I've got a 21-year-old boy now. He's self-sufficient. He's sorted. She's coming back to you. I just really want to bring that to you. I feel it in my heart. I have tears around you, a lot of tears around you. I have a little bit of heartache around you as well. And I do feel that you need to build yourself and your own confidence and almost like don't put everything on your daughter. Do you understand? I know you're really worried about her. Who's Diana or Diana or something like that?
I don't know that person.
Diana or Diana, is it somebody around her? Has she been seeing somebody with this name, Dana or Diana, something like that? Maybe she'll come to you.
If she has, they haven't heard of
them. Yeah, she may come to you and tell you about it, all right? But I get celebrations in September with you as well. And in September, I feel like we're going out for a meal. And I feel like we're celebrating as a family and feeling like the family is connected and closely together, and these times are then finished. Do you understand?
I hope so.
What have you got in September? Have you got anything in September that you're celebrating? I'm going to a restaurant.
Not that I can think of.
Okay, I can see chicken. We call it Kentucky Fried Chicken here, but it may be Southern Fried Chicken with you. I don't know, but I can see chicken. And I'm eating this chicken with my fingers, so I feel like it's a chicken restaurant, something like that you're going to. I know this is quite far away, and this is just something really silly that I'm saying to you, but I just feel it'll be relevant around about the time. Okay? Okay. Why do I connect in November with you as well?
I have an anniversary, or I did have an anniversary in November.
Is this your ex?
Yes.
This is the residue that needs sorting out, okay? I don't know whether you feel you've been left to do everything to your own devices and everything falls on your doorstep. And it's almost like maybe it does. And it's almost like embrace that and take control of it, almost like you're on a horse and start riding that horse. You need to be getting out of the door and you need to be looking at some connection with your work as well, something to do with work that you've been looking at or thinking about. Okay. Are you a carer?
Pardon me?
Are you a carer?
I'm not sure what that means.
Do you look after people?
Oh, yes, I do that, like, just out of habit. I do it unthinkingly, you know. I just find myself doing it.
But do you do this as a role in the workplace?
No, I'm an office manager, actually.
Say that again, sorry.
An office manager?
Right. There's something to do with care work, or whether your offices, or whether you're going to go into an office or change your work, connected around hospitals and care work. And I feel this is coming in around you. So I feel where you're at, there's too much pressure. And I feel there needs to be some change. And I can see changes coming in around that. And I feel that that is going to be around about the July time. And I feel you'll have more time at home. Okay? Because this may be the issue that you feel like you haven't got enough time at home. All right, so wait and see till those opportunities come up. You don't know about them yet, but wait for them to come up. And the hospital, I can see, has got blue on it. It's got a blue logo or it's blue. Okay. All right, sweetheart. Is there anything you want to ask me?
I don't know. Just do you see us being close again and her respecting me? Because right now I just feel like she just disrespects me and I feel like she hates me so much.
She will definitely respect you and it will definitely come back. I've seen it time and time again with people that are close to me. These children rebel and then they calm down, and you'll find when she has children herself, you will be so close to this child. It will be unbelievable. You just have to, at this time, go through this process, okay, the best way that you can. But she will definitely come back. She's coming back to you in a couple of weeks and you will rebuild. But sometimes you've got to let them go and let them find themselves and still love them. Try not to react. It's the worst thing you can do. Almost like your hand goes over your head. Let it all go over your head. Okay, you've got to keep her safe. There's got to be a few boundaries there. But any of the anger, swearing, abusive. I know that a lot of people say it's wrong, but sometimes if you react to it, it makes it worse. Do you understand? And I just feel she will come back to you and you will. You've got a close relationship already. You've already got it. She's just pushing away a little bit. It will come back for you.
Okay,
I've seen it
so
time and time again. I had a friend, close friend of mine whose daughter completely rebelled, moved out, moved in with her boyfriend. They couldn't bring that back in. Now this girl at the age of 22 had babies and is so close to her mum, it's unbelievable. You sometimes you've got to let them rebel and let them find themselves, but always be there for them and never, ever kick them out. Okay.
No, you know what? I'm struggling with that because people are telling me that's what I should do, is just go and let her be on her own. But it's like, I really don't want to do that, you know?
If she chooses to, it's fine. If she chooses to, it's fine. But not from you saying you have to leave. I feel that we always have to be the parent and the adult with the child. But if the child says, I want to go, then maybe allow them to do that. But always let them know that you are there for them, because this will always remain with this child forever, you see. So if a child feels rejected, it's going to affect them for the rest of their lives. So always tell her that you love her. If she says, I'm going and I'm going to do this, say, okay then, and allow her to take responsibility, because she knows she can always come back to you. It won't come to that anyway.
And that's what I've been trying to do, is tell her, you know, that I love her, but I do not agree with what she's doing.
I agree with you, and that's exactly what I would do. It's going to be fine. Thank you so much for calling in, and I wish you all the love and luck with that, sweetheart. And I bet there's many
Thank
people
so
out there
the
in the same situation. Okay. Thank you, darling.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
For calling in, and remember, come on over to Mike's Spirit FM. We will have a copy of that reading. I say thank you very much for calling. Okay, let's go back to the phone lines. I do believe I have Tom online. Tom, are you there with me?
Yes, Mike. Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing very well, sir. And yourself?
Okay, pretty well.
Good, good. Okay, and what was the reason that you called in for, Tom?
Well, I'm having a problem with my love life.
Okay. And can I ask you where you're calling from, Tom?
Maine.
Sorry, I missed that.
Maine.
Okay. Okay, Tom, let me make my link to the spirit world and I'll see where we're going. Is that okay for you?
Yes.
Okay. Tom, I know I want to link with a lady here in the spirit world that's quite close to you with me, and I know that she stands right behind me at the moment, okay? So I know that she will be a close connection within your family. Now, I do believe I want to see you before this lady passed home to the spirit world. I'm aware of like, I want to start violently coughing and being sick. So I know that that's the way that she would have been, that something would have affected her stomach. I know that I want to start being sick with this lady, and I feel that this would have been an ongoing process towards the end of her life there.
Yeah.
I know, well, as she connects you with me, she says to me that, you know, that she had all the help and all the support that she could have possibly wished for in this life before she passed, okay? She was a very well-loved lady, a very well-liked lady, but she makes her way of this being coughing, and physically I want to be sick here with her because that's the way she makes me feel. Now, you understand her, yeah?
Yes, I do.
Okay, I'm going to be right in saying that this is like mum because I feel so closely connected to her. Is that right?
Grandmother.
Grandmother, that's okay. But she must have been closely there to you, Tom, like a motherly feeling. Is that right?
Correct, yes.
Okay, because I know, Tom, that she comes closer to me. And you know, now as I'm asking her the same question as you asked me about a problem with your love life. Now, would I be right in saying that it seems to... Tom, if I say to you that if we rewind your life back maybe a few years, your love life was in order then, wasn't it, a few years ago?
A little bit better, yes.
Yes, okay, because I'm being told that it was all intact, everything was in place, and you was quite comfortable in your life there, okay? But bringing it to present, yeah. It's almost as if you're, like, unsure. It's
yes,
kind of not sure of where you want to be right now. It's like as if you're all confused with your life there because it's like, you know, I don't know if this is the right thing for me anymore. I don't know if this is the right one for me anymore. And there's so much going on in your mind. I believe that it's your mind is like working overtime at the moment, isn't it?
Very much so. I know I love her dearly, but...
Okay.
Yes, my mind's working overtime.
Okay. And would I be right in saying that, Tom, that it's like your mind's telling you one thing, but your heart is telling you something else? And I know that the questions are running around in your mind. Is this the one? Am I going to be happy forever? Okay, and I suppose that's the question on everybody's mind. You know, is this the right one forever? But would I be right in saying that, Tom, that, you know, there's something I've experienced which I'm not going to talk about live on air, and I really wouldn't, but it's like history repeating itself time and time again there with you, isn't it?
Yes.
And that's what you feel, isn't it? That, you know, I'm stuck. I don't know what to do for the best. It's like I want to move forward, but I can't. I want to drive on, but I can't. And I know that all this thing is running around your mind, and it's like, you know, I just don't know what to do for the best. And I believe that's the reason that you called in for, okay, that you're so desperate to know what's out there in front of you. You're so desperate to find out what's in your life. Do you understand this?
My heart's very heavy, yes.
Okay. And I know I want to say this to you, Tom, you know, as I'm looking forward into your life, not that I can predict your future, because I can't, okay? But I know as I want to look forward into the future there with you a little bit, I do see as if I want to say to you that, you know, it's just like a... I don't want to use the word it's a phase that we're going through, but I want to use the words like... We have to experience the bad to appreciate the good, okay? And I do believe in somewhat way that a lot of good is going to come out of the way that you're feeling right now, because I know that it's hard, and you have to learn to trust not only yourself, but those as closest to you. Do you understand of this, Tom?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And if I said to you that you've been, you know, kind of blaming yourself, haven't you?
Yes.
Because I want to take all element of blame away from you, okay? Now, if I see you that, see, and I don't know, but I feel as if I'm talking like in, I have to give it to you as I get it, okay? Now, if I see you that you're feeling this way because doubts that's in your mind because of what's happened back in the past, is that right?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Now, if I see you that, don't tar everyone with the same brush. Everyone is not the same as the last one, okay? We all are allowed to, and I mean this with the greatest respect, we all deserve a second chance sometimes. We all deserve a time to say, you know, hold up my hands, I've done something wrong, okay? And it doesn't make things right, Tom, and it really doesn't, but it does tell me that, you know, if someone is big enough to say, you know, I done wrong, and they accept that they done wrong, then it's up to us if we want to make amends with that. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does. I've been there this way before, and it's awful.
Okay, because I know that's exactly what I'm aware of there with you. And as I said, you know, which I'm not going to mention on air, but I can sympathize with you in somewhat way. I'm not saying that my condition was the same as yours, far from the word. But obviously we experience things in different ways ourselves. But I know that you have the support of your grandmother in the spirit world. And would I be right in saying that, Tom, that you have felt your grandmother close to you of late? Is that right?
Yes, very much so.
Okay, because she says to me, I stand right behind you, exactly like she stands behind me now, okay? She stands right behind you there, Tom, and she says to me that you feel like a warmth that goes down your neck, down your back. Do you understand of this?
Yes, I do.
Because she says to me, tell him that's when I'm closest there to him, okay? So when you feel this warmth, know it's your grandmother that is very, very close there to you, trying to you know, make sure that you're fine and well, and letting you know that she is fine and well in the spirit world, okay? Now, why did she tell me, you know, a change is good as a rest? So let me just try and find out what she means by that. Thank you, darling. So would you understand that you've been trying to make changes to the look of your home or something there? The change is good as a rest, is that right?
Yes.
Yes, okay, because she says to me there about, let's try and cheer ourselves up. Let's try and bring a bit of happiness back into our lives, okay? Now, she tells me that she was undecided. Okay, I hope she's right. She says to me that she was undecided about calling in today. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And she says to me that she's so pleased that you did, because she's able to make that connection there to you from the spirit world, okay? So know that she's around you. Know that she understands what's going on in your life. She says to me about, tell him I know what's wrong with his arm. What's wrong with your arm now then, Tom? Is there a problem with your arm or something?
Not at the moment, Mike.
Okay, why does she say about the problem with the arm? If that's not you, then that's somebody close with you then.
Maybe someone close to me has a problem, yes.
And is that the right arm?
Yes.
Okay, that's fine. See, because again, it's just her way of proving that she's around your life, okay? Now, I feel like I'd spend hours upon hours here with you, okay? Just trying to advise you from the spirit world, okay? Because I know that she comes through in this way, that she wants to give you all the help, all the support, because she says to me, you know, you've been down this road so many times, we physically can't go there again. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. See, she tells me here that there's been many tears that's been shed over this, isn't there?
Much.
Okay. Tom, you know, the advice I want to say to you, okay, is try and keep a level head here, okay? Try and be calm. Try and be try and keep a level head. Try and be calm, because it is possible, okay, that, you know, it can all work out just fine there for you, if you wanted to.
Oh, I do. And, I do want it to work out.
Good. Okay. Well, you know, remember what she's saying there to you, okay? You keep calm. Don't tar everyone with the same brush, okay? We're not all the same. There are good people out there, and lots of good people out there, okay? But, you know, take the emphasis away from yourself. Stop blaming yourself, because it's not all your fault, okay? And stop feeling as if you were the bad one, because I know that you're not. You have a good heart with you, Tom, okay? Because she makes you aware that you have a good heart, and that always shines through. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And she says to me about the bad habits. Why did she do... Okay, hang on a minute. You smoke then, Tom?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Now, your grandmother didn't like that, did she?
No, she didn't. She had a problem with it.
Okay, because she talks about the bad habits. Now, I smoke. And she, you know, she makes me quite jealous now, because she shows me the cigarettes and she says to me, get rid of the bad habits, okay? Now, obviously, we have free will. We don't have to do anything that we don't want to do. But, you know, she says, get rid of the bad habits. And that's the start to making yourself feel a lot better. She says to me about that, you know, about the breathlessness there with yourself. Do you understand that you get quite breathless?
Yes.
Yes, okay. And she, I'm just looking at my chat room now, and I got my friend Paul here telling me that I need to give up as well. but I know that I'm aware that this lady is, you know, she had a problem with the bad habits and she didn't like it. And that's fine, you know, because, again, free will, isn't it? Okay. Why do I want to... Have you had a tattoo done then recently or something across your arm or something?
No, no tattoos. I've thought of one, but I never got one.
Okay, hang on a minute then. Is this partner of yours or someone that you was with a tattoo? Why did she mention the tattoo across the arm?
I think that there's an outside influence in this relationship that has a tattoo.
Aha, okay. Now I understand that. Because she mentioned this tattoo across the arm, okay? And she says, see, and she puts it this way, I know all about it, okay? So if it's outside influence that has an influence on this relationship with yours, but just know that she understands this one, particularly the one with the tattoo, okay? Does that help you a little bit?
Yes, it does, Mike.
Okay. And, you know, you can get through it, but you keep a level head, okay? And, you know, see, she keeps reminding me of something that I understand you. She says, you know, don't let anyone walk over your mind, okay? Do you understand that, Tom?
Yes, I do.
Good, okay. Well, take care, love. I know that she's around you, and I'll say thank you very much for calling. Come on over to Mike Spirit FM. We'll have a copy of that reading in my archives. I'll say thank you very much for calling it, Tom.
Thank you, Michael. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Oh, bye. Okay. Let's go straight back to the phone lines you're saying, and I do believe that we have Anne online. Anne, are you there with me?
Hello.
Anne. Hey, with me. Hi. How are you doing?
Okay. How about
good,
you?
Good. I'm doing very well. Thank you, Anne. May I ask you where you're calling from?
New York.
New York. Okay, wonderful. And what was the reason that you called in for?
I wanted to see if anybody came through in spirit. And
okay.
Had any kind of message or...
No problem at all. Let me hand you over to the wonderful Sarah. Sarah, it's all over to you.
Thank you, Mike. Hello, Anne, sweetheart. You're speaking to Sarah.
Hi, nice to meet you.
And you too. Okay, let's have a look and see what we've got with you. Around the tops of my shoulders are really aching. I tend to sense spirit. They either talk about themselves or they talk about the people around you. Who is it that's got really aching shoulders or had aching shoulders?
Don't know. I mean, mine are a little bit achy. Kind of was working out with them, so they're kind of sore right now.
That's you. That's you then. They're linking in with you. So somebody in spirit is telling me about you. Okay, they're giving me a December connection as well. They tend to bring me anniversaries or connections. So where am I with you in December?
And my father passed December 23rd, 2008.
Right, so we've got Dad. Okay. Okay. Who was the mechanic or worked on trucks or cars?
Nobody really worked on cars. I had a brother that loved cars.
Your brother? Is your brother in spirit or is he here, sweetheart?
He loved, not so much the mechanics, but he loved cars in general.
I saw a black truck, a shiny black truck with big wheels, and I just got a sense that somebody worked on cars, because I've just got a feeling of cars around somebody, so that's going to be your brother. Which one of these people had chest problems and breathing problems?
My father had a bit of like COPD, and mother also before she passed, I think she had like pneumonia before she went into ICU. It's not what actually killed her, but there was some, she did have to be intubated.
Okay, because I feel I'm getting tight around my chest. My breathing is becoming quite shallow, and I feel that this happened over a period of time. Okay, this took about 3 or 4 weeks. Okay, so I don't know whether some of this, it might be the mum energy here, might have been in hospital over 3 or 4 weeks. I get the name Mary, sweetheart, somewhere, but I don't know whether it's the name of a hospital, the Mary or Maryland or something like that, or if I got a Mary around you.
Not really around me. I mean, my father's side had a sister, Mary.
Mary? Okay, got quite a group here then, haven't we? I bet you're after somebody specifically, and I've got a crowd behind me. I've got a tear on my left eye here, which is very, very, very close. When I have a tear come down my face, I feel a really strong emotional and loving link with you. And I would definitely say that this is your mother, sweetheart. Okay? She brings me towards the month of July, and she's talking about July. What's the connection there? Is it somebody's birthday? Okay, that's where I have my tears there. Because there's something that you need to talk about, because my throat's gone really, really husky, okay? So you need to talk, and I feel you've got some talking to do with some people around you. Almost like boundaries, people have got to understand their boundaries. Do you understand this?
Uh-huh, I do.
Yeah? And I feel you've been a little bit worried about doing this, and Mum's bringing you all the strength that she can muster to help you to release your voice and say to people, these are the boundaries and you must adhere to them, okay? Because you're a little bit lost, all right? And they will listen to you, and I feel you should do this within the next 2 to 3 days. You're already thinking about doing it now. Do you understand, sweetheart?
Yeah.
Okay, so do it. Don't think if I do this, it's going to cause trouble and hassle. People will still love you. You're just asserting yourself. If people move out of your life, which I don't feel they will, are they worthy? This is the way you need to look at this. Don't be frightened of losing people, and you won't. I also get a Michael around you. Who's Michael?
I know several Michaels.
Okay, so they're on the earth plane. It's just a memory link for you then, or it's just an evidential link for you. Okay. Right. Why have I got 42? Is it a flaw?
I don't know.
42. Please take that, because I feel that's relevant with you. But it's either a number on a door or a flaw in a high-rise block. 42. Number 42. So that's going to be relevant around you. Okay. I feel like who's works in the cake store or does some makes like, I mean, in this country we've got a really big thing at the moment about these cakes. I can't think what they're called with all the icing on top, but cupcakes.
Cupcakes
around you. Who's connected with cupcakes?
That's funny because I've baked cupcakes recently for a neighbor. I do bake from time to time and like to decorate cakes. I have a friend that has talked about like things like opening a candy shop or a cupcake shop.
Yeah, I like that. That's I really important. Like that for you. Because I think, I don't, were they chocolate cakes, sweetheart? Because I get chocolate cakes.
I've done all kinds. The most recent ones weren't, but I do have done chocolate ones as well.
I've got a feeling there's something about the chocolate ones. You put something in the ingredients that makes them. Do you put chili in them?
No.
Okay, maybe just think about that. I know that sounds ridiculous, but why would I want to put chili in a cake? But I just get a sense of a little bit of chili powder. I don't know why. But just take that on board around the chocolate cakes. But I can see this. I can see this shop. I can see this connection. I can see the joy that you'll get from it, baking the cakes, selling them, people coming back for more and more and more. And I think you should take it seriously. This will be part of the talks that you will be having as well. So you're making changes in your own life, and I feel your spiritual family, and there's quite a few there, are right behind you.
Oh.
Have you got a Brenda somewhere?
Just a Facebook friend.
Oh, okay. They're watching you then, they're telling me about your cakes, and they're telling me about your friends, and it's just to say they're watching you. You've probably been talking to Brenda recently, and a few spirit friends and family have been all around you while you've been doing this. I also get Tony.
I have a brother named Tony.
Good. It's all evidential for you to prove to you that your family are here. Would you like to ask me any questions, sweetheart?
Let me think. Anything concerning a relationship, someone I've been seeing kind of casually for a while? Actually, for a year.
Ooh, that has been casual. Needs a big push, this one. Okay, not a push as in get ready, get rid of him, but almost like, come on, what's happening here? Let's sort this. Because I feel if you don't, he's going to keep you hanging on, sweetie.
Right.
I do feel positive about it, though. This is the talking of the boundaries that I told you right about at the beginning of your reading, my darling.
Hmm.
Remember?
Thought it might
yeah.
be.
Yeah, and when I said it, I said, you're not going to lose anything here. Let's get that sorted, sort your boundaries out, talk to this person, don't be afraid of losing them. If you do lose them, it's because it wasn't going to be there anyway, but I don't feel that. I feel quite strongly about it. And I also want to give you the name Scott, so take the name Scott. That's going to be relevant around you. And thank you for working with me. It's been lovely talking to you.
Thank you.
Okay, darling.
Well, thank you very much for calling. Remember, coming over to mikespirit.fm. We will have a copy of that reading. And we'll say thank you very much for calling. You know, see, the chat room is going a little bit nutty about chocolate cake and carrot cake and everything else. I'm quite jealous now. We haven't got time for any more readings because time is of the essence. Doesn't the time go really quick here, doesn't it?
It goes so quick, Mike. You know, Mike, when I do television, I present for 5 hours. It goes really quick.
It's unbelievable, isn't it? You know, it wasn't that long ago that we did a four-hour show here. I thought to myself, 4 hours? Nah, we'll never do four. We'll never get enough callers for 4 hours. And, oh, my God, it didn't stop. And, you know, the 4 hours felt like 20 minutes. It was over.
It buzzes. You have to do that again, Mike.
Well, we wait for a bit more time for that, but it's a lot of organisation to do a four-hour show. It really is. But I want to say thank you very much yet again. Paul, bless his heart. You say no, 6 hours. I know my producer's saying no way. But Sarah, you know, it's been absolutely fantastic having you on here again. I know that you wanted to say something to the people in the chat room, Now is your chance to say to the people in the chat room what you want to say to them.
I want to say I didn't know how to get in and chat with you, and I'm a natural born chatterbox. And I just want to say hello to all of you funny people in the chat room, and thank you for making it such a lovely special show.
Well, no, thank you as well, because, you know, without having wonderful guests, the show is not going to grow. And I know the shows have grown tremendously. So I am very grateful for, you know, every that comes on here to Mike's FM, and everybody in the chat room, and everybody that calls in, and to the producer. You know, I thank each and every one of you dearly for that. But You know, if you want to catch Sarah May again, just go over to the website of www.sarahmaypsychic.com or even on Facebook, it's Medium Sarah May. If you want to come and see me on Facebook, it's Mike Davis Medium. Had me thinking then, Sarah, didn't I? Mike Davis Medium on Facebook or even on MikeSpirit.fm, whichever way you want to listen. And if you go over to MikeSpirit.fm, you'll see a little button in there that says request a reading. If you want a private reading with myself, then please go over to MikeSpirit.fm where you will be able to see the button, press it, and there's some online instructions, quite simple for you to follow, that you will to catch me for a private reading. We do apologize for all those that were online that we didn't have a chance to get to, because I know that there was lots of you. So again, my apologies there. But, you know, don't forget, there's always next week. There's always Nick Humphreys on a Tuesday evening, and well, Tuesday evening in the UK, or Thursday evening for Andrew D show. And I think that I'll be taking over Andrew D show for a little while, because bless his heart, he's just moved, Sarah, and he doesn't have internet connection for a little while. So I'll be taking over the Thursday show with some other hosts and maybe some guests the next few weeks for Andrew. So there's plenty of chances to catch us. But from me and from Sarah, it's good night, good day, wherever you are.
Okay, that's this week's show almost wrapped up.
It certainly is.
Remember, you can contact Mike anytime by logging onto his website, www.mikespirit.fm or www.mikespirit.info, or find him on Facebook by searching for Mike Davis Medium and adding him as a friend, or search for mikespirit.fm. So tune in every week to the Mike Davis Medium Show on mikespirit.fm, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time or 8 p.m. UK Time. We're the Sweet Manics, and we tune in every week.